We are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just slinging some red meat for the soul. That's what I'm saying. Brian from Huntsville texted in and says, Chicago police spokesperson said that the claim was false. I guess that's the apartment complex thing. Well, it's being reported in a couple of news sites, but that doesn't mean anything. Bryant, thanks for that. We'll keep checking it out. David, but it's not false in Colorado. We know that. David from Huntsville says Israel is fighting for Israel, but also for the U.S. and its allies, neutralizing threats. Pray for Netanyahu and the peace of Jerusalem. Good point. All right, listen. So we're going to play this audio clip right now of Benjamin Netanyahu. Let me give you a little prelim here to it. I don't have the entire clip. I didn't want to play the entire clip because it was so long. But let me give you an indication of what he's saying, because at the beginning of this statement you're about to hear, he makes the point. He says, what's changed in the last 5 days? What he's saying is this. When he gave the speech, which I believe was either yesterday or the day before, and addressed the media, he pointed out in his statements that at one point in the March or April of this year, the Biden administration said that Israel was doing everything it could to achieve a negotiated settlement with Hamas. He said that the CIA had agreed with that at a different time and said something similar. He pointed out that at one point, the State Department, the Biden State Department, had stated that an offer was on the table, that Hamas was the one who said no. And he said, basically, we've been told that we're doing what we need to do. We can't get them to do anything. And then they executed 6 hostages. And all of a sudden, Joe Biden came out and said he didn't think that Netanyahu was doing enough. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute. So all of a sudden, Joe Biden, who does not know where he is sometimes, said that he felt like Netanyahu's not doing enough. And his question is, what changed? Go ahead and play the clip.
What has changed in the last 5 days? What has changed? One thing. These murderers executed 6 of our hostages. They shot them in the back of the head. That's what's changed. And now after this, we're asked to show seriousness? We're asked to make concessions? What message does this send Hamas? It says, kill more hostages, murder more hostages, you'll get more concessions. The pressure internationally must be directed at these killers, at Hamas, not at Israel. We say yes, they say no all the time, but they also murdered these people. And now we need maximum pressure on Hamas. I don't believe that either President Biden or anyone serious about achieving peace and achieving the release would seriously ask Israel to make these concessions. We've already made them. Hamas has to make the concession.
What a great point. Why is Israel getting all the pressure internationally? Why is no one ratcheting up? I wonder if the young skulls full of mush who are protesting on Columbia's campus yesterday and today, I wonder if anyone has told them that Hamas blew a young American's arm off, paraded him around with a bone sticking out of his arm like a trophy, and then held him in a dark tunnel for close to a year without good, adequate medical treatment, and then assassinated him along with 5 others. Would they still think that Israel is the barbaric entity here? And I have to ask, what in God's name is the Biden-Harris administration doing when they call on Israel to do more, when that is who they're facing? The same organization that beheaded babies and raped innocent women on an epic scale on October 7th of last year just assassinated 6 innocent hostages, which you look at it and go, why did you have them in the first place? But they assassinated them by putting a bullet in the back of their heads. And yet Israel is the one being called the aggressor. I say ramp it up, Israel. I say go for it. Is there room for more? Listen, Don't wait around. Get her done. But when we get back from this next break, I'll keep moving this topic forward and take some of your text messages if you have any commentary on it. But the reality is this. We just lost an American citizen. And the Biden-Harris administration is too busy criticizing Netanyahu than to go ahead and point out the fact that a terrorist organization has just assassinated an American. That boggles my mind. I don't think the members of the Biden-Harris administration can find their backside with both hands. I don't know if they know which way is up. It is the most asinine level of foreign policy I have ever seen. I mean, we could talk all day about just the fact that they immediately began trying to give aid to the people of Palestine with a bridge that then broke down after we spent millions and hundreds of millions of dollars on it. Just unbelievable. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one. I'm talking about this one right here, Alabama, y'all. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, let me remind you guys, Inspire Advisors is one of our advertisers, one of our sponsors here on the show, and they are so cool at what they do. So Inspire Advisors and Paul Breyer and his team, they can sit down with you for free and help you see whether or not anything that might be in your investment portfolio may be going to things you don't believe in, like maybe even contrary to what you believe in. It's amazing. I got an audience full of people out there that you guys are the kind that stand up for what you believe in. A lot of you are doing what you can to save for your retirement and whatnot. And how shocking is it to look one day and realize, holy cow, I'm investing in a company that supports abortion or pornography or something like that. Well, Paul Breyer and the folks over at Inspire Advisors, they are experts in what is known as biblically responsible investing. They can help you examine what the companies stand for that you would invest in while also growing your bottom line. If you want to learn more about this, this is like so cool. If you want to learn more about this, you can go to their website, ask for a free meeting, no upsell, no fuss, no muss. They'll meet with you for free in person. Go to moneypatternwealth.com. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com. Or just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio tab's sponsors, and then go right to their logo. It takes you right to their website. Inspire Advisors. Look, there's no cost, no obligation for this. They want to basically help you align your investing with your values. So Paul Breyer and his team there, they will meet with you. Y'all, this is conservative. It is godly. It is balanced. It's financial freedom is what it is. Inspire Advisors. Check them out. Let me jump on the phone there real quick. That'd be Jeff from Indiana. Jeffro, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. How are you?
I'm good. How'd you like my foghorn, leghorn, Kamala Harris impression there? I'll say, boy, come on in here now. Talk to me now, Belvedere.
You do a better job than she does, though. She just sounds like she's a, I don't know.
I got to ask you, though.
She's trying to imitate Hillary.
Why does she go to Detroit and put on a Southern accent? I mean, what the heck? I don't get it. Anyway.
Well, she's not from Detroit. She don't know that they don't speak that way.
I suspect she's going to go to Oktoberfest and pick up a German accent somewhere along the line. It's going to happen. What'd you call in for, man? I'm chasing a rabbit trail here. I'm sorry. What'd you call in for?
Oh, okay. Phil, you're going to have to quit calling these Hamas and everything terrorist organizations.
I am.
And call them what they actually are. No. Yes, you are.
Pray tell, what would that be?
You call them the elected government of the Palestinians. That's what they are.
That is true.
And therefore, these people vote these people in. They didn't just come in there and take them over and everything. They were duly elected. And you can't treat the Palestinians any different. Everyone has Hamas. That's their government. Just like we're all basically our government. You know, you can't just separate. Well, that's a Democrat over there, and we'll get rid of them. Well, that's a Republican over there. You know, we're all part of in the same boat here. We voted for these people, and that's our government.
You bring up a great point. They are the controlling political entity, and they basically control everything about society. They're more than just like a political party. You're right. They're an armed terrorist group, but they are also a political entity, and the people voted for them. It's crazy.
No different than the leaders of Iran. They're terrorists, but they are the government.
But
the thing about it is, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
These hostages and everything.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get in the mindset that there is no such thing as a hostage, even though it tugs at your heartstrings and everything else. You rescue hostages, you don't negotiate anything to get their release. The only thing the Israelis should have did was to get some C-130s and some MOABs and start leveling in a systematically way until we get our hostages back. So, you know, it's what the United States did to Japan. Now, if we'd have had more than two nuclear bombs, do you think the United States would have stopped at two if they hadn't have surrendered?
It's a fair question, and I would like to think that it wouldn't have had to go any further than one, but it did take two.
They were fanatics. I mean, you know, they would fight to the last, you know, to the last breath, and that's what we was up against. And they basically, Israel needs to let Palestinians know that they will no longer exist as a race or anything else if they don't give up the leaders and return the hostages alive. And the UN basically needs to be disbanded, because if they can't sit there and you know, when you got a government, this is the Palestinian government systematically killing hostages. They're killing basically prisoners of war. They need to be held accountable, and there should be a arrest, and basically they need to be executed, you know, for what they've done.
You know, what's crazy too, people don't realize some of the politics over there, but you know, the Palestinian territories are separated. They're divided in half. The West Bank is over on basically the northeastern side of Israel, and then you've got the Gaza Strip where all the fighting's going on right now. The West Bank is actually controlled by a different party, and they're quiet right now. I mean, I'm sure it's not perfect, but by all accounts, it's pretty quiet in the West Bank right now. They're sitting there going, "Well, we were tired of those Hamas guys anyway, so do what you got to do." That's the way it feels like right now.
Yeah, well, maybe they're smart enough to survive if they quit listening to Iran, their controllers basically.
All right, brother, where are you out on the road right now?
I'm almost to the 46 in Tennessee here.
Oh, so you're already past the Buc-ee's and you're heading north.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, be safe, man. We'll talk to you.
I wish I was on the other. If I was on the other side of Nashville, it'd be a whole lot better. Though.
It's coming. It's coming. All right. We'll talk to you, man.
Yeah, it's coming. All right. See you, buddy.
Yeah, back on this topic that I'm on, I appreciate his call, because it can't all be my impressions. But Israel at war. I mean, this is a thing, and I want to remind you guys, just what I said before the break, that literally one of those assassinated hostages in the last few days was an American citizen. His name was Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Times of Israel has a piece that came out 2 days ago. It says thousands of mourners lined the streets of Jerusalem on Monday to bid a final farewell to the slain American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polin, one of the best-known faces among those that were seized by Hamas on October 7th. His body, along with those of fellow hostages Carmel Gatt, Eden Yerushalmi, Alexander Lobanov, Almog Sarusi, and Ori Danino, were recovered by Israeli troops on Sunday, hours after they were shot dead by their captors. News of their death triggered an outpouring of grief and rage among Israelis already traumatized. His mother, of course, spoke, and just the devastation. But the fact is, We by the way, Israel, they've got factions in their society like we do. It boggles my mind, but there are Israeli citizens right now calling on Israel to cease fire and to make a humanitarian deal. But I think you heard Netanyahu say it. I thought he said it pretty well. We're not the ones that are the savages. We're not the ones who are saying no to every offer that is made to make things better. Piece I've got here from Fox News, though. Listen, the fact that Joe Biden is still the president when he's not capable of running for office should give everybody pause. But he still makes statements that then the government has to deal with. like this. Story from Fox News. 2 days ago. 2 days ago. After five Israelis are executed, one of whom was an Israeli-American, President Biden claimed that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not doing enough to secure a hostage deal. God. Biden made the remarks to reporters before heading to the Situation Room, where he and Vice President Harris convened with a hostage deal negotiating team following the murder of 23-year-old Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg-Poland and five other hostages. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was seated next to Harris during the meeting, one photo showed. They're busy. They're doing things. They're getting pictures made. They're talking about hostage negotiations. No, they're not. They're talking about how do we look good in this? We got to make sure we look good in this. What's Netanyahu doing? I don't know. He's not doing enough. Joe Biden was asked by reporters at a press conference on the South Lawn when he disembarked from Marine One after returning from his vacation in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. One reporter asked, Mr. President, do you think it's time for Prime Minister Netanyahu to do more on the issue? Do you think he's doing enough? And when he was asked about the think he's doing enough, his answer was no. Biden said, we're going to continue to push as hard as we can. And he said, thank you, and walked away. And I mean, I'm not looking for a long answer. But the idea that he said no about Netanyahu is just unbelievable to me. Because I look at it and think, what is it you want him to do? You want a ceasefire? Do you think what would happen is that suddenly peace would break out? The same people that came in and savaged your citizens less than a year ago, the same people who just executed five hostages who had been held for a year, one of whom was an American who had his arm blown off and had to sit down in a tunnel with half an arm for the better part of a year. Do you think that what's going to happen is they're going to go, okay, thank you, Israel. We appreciate you stopping the extermination of our terrorist group. And since you were willing to do that, we are turning a corner now, and we would like to just go ahead and announce that we will no longer be mean. That is not going to happen. The lovely Charlene pointed me out to a great piece that was done by Greta Van Susteren, who still has a pretty active podcast show. And Greta did a thing. I listened to it this morning, and she did a thing that on the storyline that was, I mean, I'd already prepped the show, and it was too late for me to get the audio and make it useful for the show today, but I had already prepped the show. And then Charlene said, by the way, did you hear the one about Greta? And I said, no, I hadn't. So I listened to it. Oh my gosh, she did a great job. What I did not know and what Greta pointed out was that we're not talking about innocent people with a few mean leaders who do bad things and the innocent people get stuck in the middle. There's some of that, but not much. The reality is, like Jeff from Indiana said a minute ago, Hamas is their ruling party. They duly elected them and wanted them to be in charge. At the same time, people need to know that the actual charter for the Palestinian Authority, which is the governing body, is called the Palestinian Authority. The actual charter, the written document, sort of their declaration of independence, if you will, in that document calls for the extermination of Israel. So the idea that suddenly Israel can stop shooting and Palestine will become peaceful and love will break out is nonsensical. It's a farcical way of thinking. It's fallacious at every turn. Don't think for a second that suddenly Israel's best interests will be cared for if they stop taking out the people who have been attacking their citizens. It won't. Israel's at war, and they're at war for all the right reasons. This was not a war. This was not an encroachment upon someone's territory because they wanted their resources. This is not a colonialization. This was not somebody trying to take away somebody else's stuff. This was a making sure that what you did to us will never be allowed to happen again. All right, Big Rig, take me to a break, brother. We'll do the break right now. We'll come right back and wrap this section, take a few text messages, and then move our way to the top of the hour. Don't forget, coming up at 4, got the Grand Council with Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, with a daily dose of freedom. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just pulling the pins on truth grenades left and right. So I'm in this piece right now. I'm calling it Israel at War. I've talked quite a bit here about the fact that we just had those five hostages, one of whom was an American, basically executed by their Hamas captors. I think what we have to keep keenly aware of is that, you know, Trump has made some comments, and I get it. He story here on Breitbart 3 days ago. Former President Donald Trump blamed Comrade Kamala Harris for what he called the hostage crisis in Israel, basically saying that if I were president, this wouldn't have happened. I don't know that that's true, but I think the likelihood is better that it would not have happened than under the Biden-Harris administration. Listen, the world is not safer. The world is more dangerous, in my opinion, because of the Biden-Harris administration. Our enemies feel emboldened. In fact, our enemies are even empowered. How about that? They're more than just emboldened. They are empowered. That includes Iran and Iran's proxies. And we're seeing it play out on the world stage right now. And every bit of this is stuff that, if you don't take a hard-line stance against it, it doesn't go away. The days of containment are over. The idea of a detente with groups like Hamas is just absolutely a nothing burger. It's a non-starter. You're not going to get there. So containment? No. Ceasefire? I'd love to see it, but you know what? It has to be mutual. You don't have Israel go, okay. We're sorry. We'll stop. How many of our people did you kill? Yeah. Okay, we're good now. Now, Israel has every right to root out this cancer in their society, and it's called Hamas. I don't know what it's going to take, but listen, some of these kids that are protesting right now are around the same age as that Hirsch Goldberg Poland who was assassinated. By the way, I think that the full image has to be drawn. I wish somebody would go ahead and get one of those digital roving billboards and take it over there to Columbia and park it out there and show the video of Hirsch Goldberg Poland missing half his arm, being thrown in the back of a pickup truck, and then his picture up and talk about how he was executed by Hamas. See what they think about that, because he's roughly their age. Jerry from Decatur says, an American citizen has value and constitutional rights wherever he or she is in the world. Not so under today's Democrat power. They sit on their thumbs. They do nothing that deserves respect. Remember Benghazi under Obama as an example, Airborne. Yeah, Jerry. By the way, one of the great movie, 13 Hours. I need to watch that again sometime soon. Shane from Madison says, hey, Phil, those protesters ought to be shipped to Palestine and see how they like Hamas face to face. Biden and Harris have no clue about foreign policy. Israel needs to be left alone and let them wipe out Hamas. You know what? More than that, though, I will say, Shane, good text. I will say, though, Israel needs to be more than just left alone. They need to be supported. Right now, we're finding out, too, that reports are that, we do weapons transfers. We have negotiated agreements and foreign military sales with Israel. They're an ally. And the Biden-Harris administration has been slow-rolling some of those military aid packages. Thomas Mathen says, I have to suspend disbelief that the Biden-Harris administration's tragically fatal ineptitude is not caused by threats of exposing important people as to a highly placed Iranian and possibly Ukrainian officials destroying U.S. officials' paydays or legacies. What you're basically saying there, Thomas, is you believe that there is compromising information that the Democrats don't want to come out. Tracy from Athens says, Hamas, meaning from the Old Testament of the Bible, is violence. Palestinian equals Philistines. That's interesting. I knew the Palestinians were the modern version of the Philistines. I did not know. I tell you what, I'll check that out. But Tracy, I mean, I believe you. Thank you for that. So the biblical reference to Hamas is the word violence. That's interesting. Paul from Decatur says, hey, Colonels, Paul in Decatur, terrorists understand one thing, terror. You fight terror with terror. Terrorist kills or captures one of ours, we get 10 of theirs. We find out where the heads of your organization are, we collect a debt. Hamas started the war, not Israel. Light them up. Good text. All right, coming right back. We got the Grand Council with my brethren, Dale Jackson and Jeff Hoare, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.